This is your Centralia Panthers Locker Room Chats. Mike Smith here, joined by girls head coach Roger Holthaus. Coach, you're 11-8 on the season. You split your last two games, 65-32 win over Byrne and a 43-36 loss on the road at St. Mary's. It seemed like plenty of scoring in the Byrne game for your squad. Maybe was your offense maybe a little stifled in the game against St. Mary's, though?
Oh, St. Mary's, we really did everything right, but put the ball in the hole. We just couldn't seem to find a way to get it there. We had good shots. You know, there's no bad shots taken, I don't think. I think we just missed bunny shots, missed open jump shots, and that was the reason for the low score.
If you were to look at the season up to this point, what would you say maybe is the biggest thing your squad has improved upon this season, and maybe something also that you still want to work on here before postseason play comes up?
Oh, the biggest thing I think we've gotten better at is I think we're tough. I think we're mentally tougher. I think stuff goes into the course of the game now, and girls seem to get through it, get through the adversity. I thought St. Mary's, outside of not scoring, we really showed the toughness of getting through that, because when you don't score, it really adds up in a hurry and starts playing mind games with kids. And I thought we did a good job there. But like I said, we just got to continue to work on putting the basketball in the hole, and that's pretty much what it comes down to.
Well, you've got two more games left here in the regular season part of things. Tonight at Onega on the road, which will be here on 92.1 KMZA, and then Thursday you take on Wamego in a home contest. You're closing out the regular season. You obviously want to try to end it on a little high note. You're also trying to lock up maybe the number one seed in sub-state as well, because you're kind of right there with Hanover neck and neck for that number one seed in your sub-state. What's maybe the biggest thing you're telling your girls tonight?
I think, Mike, the biggest thing is to almost a league game, because it is a league game, and that's the most important thing for us right now, is to see if we get another win in the league. As far as the Wamego game, I think you just want to play to the best of your ability. They're very good. They got two very good players on their team, and we'll have to do a good job of containing them. But I think just play consistent and continue to work on getting through the adversity part of the game, where it makes you better when the sub-state does get here.
Well, Coach, it's been a pleasure chatting with you this season. This is our last locker room chat of the year. I've been glad to talk Centralia basketball with you throughout the year, and hopefully you have good luck in your next few games and in the postseason as well.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That was Centralia Panthers girls head coach Roger Holthaus right there. Up next, we'll be joined by Centralia boys head coach Larry Glatzik after the break.